This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Acts chapter 4. Matter of fact, we're going to wrap up the fourth chapter of Acts here on today's broadcast. You're listening to WGOD Radio. I thank you for taking the time to join us here today. First of all, for those of you listening in on the radio here, now I say that because this program is podcast and it's heard around the world on the podcast by going to WGODradio.com. And clicking on the link there that says prior broadcast, listen here. You can subscribe to this. You can, if you have an Apple device, you can go to your podcasting app and subscribe to this program under our old name, Gospel Study with Paul Esposito. We're heard on the radio right here at this time on this radio station. And this weekend, Sunday morning at Island Community Church, I'm preaching on the Antichrist this week, and it's going to be, I'll tell you in advance, it's going to be a powerful word this week as I think about and consider this incredible verse, Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. It says this, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him." Think about that. I'm not finished with that verse, but meditate on that. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Then it says, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But think about that. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. You know, I just read something today by Adrian Rogers, and he was calling the book of Revelation and prophecy in general is the number one evangelical tool that we have. And I totally agree. If this does not motivate you, I don't know what will. Think about it. All, this means your son, your daughter, maybe your husband, your friends at work, your family, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I make you a promise today. If you're not a Christian, if your name is not written in the book of life, you will not be irreligious. You will not be an atheist. You will worship this man. No atheists here. You're not just not going to have a concern for religious things when this guy is here. You're going to worship him. All who dwell on the earth are going to worship this man. That should motivate you and I to no end. Friend, remember what it says in John chapter 8, verse 32. It says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Remember this today. It's not the power of God that makes you free. It's the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge of the truth is what makes you free. Let's you and I today share the truth with someone today. With someone who might be lost. You know, this is the perfect thing. Everyone wants to know about Bible prophecy. Everyone. Atheists, even for the yucks, want to know about it. Muslims want to know about it. Jews want to know about it. Unbelievers want to know about it. Everyone wants to know about that Antichrist dude and the tribulation stuff that they hear about. People have an interest in this. This is why these fools in Hollywood make these movies. Because the movies sell, because people go see them, because people have an interest in end times and they want to know. This is a great opportunity for you to share the truth with someone. Point them to Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 in your Bible that says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names aren't written in the book of life. It's a great opportunity at the end of this age for you to share the truth of the gospel with someone, and it's a great way to open up the door for you to share Jesus Christ with someone. For those of you that live outside of the area, that podcast will be up, if not Sunday afternoon, it'll be up on Monday here on my website or on my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. This podcast, The Antichrist, will be up on there. If you live in this area, I'm inviting you out to Island Community Church, Sunday morning, 10:30. We'd love to see you. I invite you to come out, hear this powerful message. It's going to be powerful because the Word of God is powerful. And I'm excited about it, and I think when you add those two together, you can have a powerful message. But God is the one with the power. He's the one that does the work. He is the one that opens eyes. He is the one that moves by his Holy Spirit. I'm just excited about his word. I think you know that, and I share it with you. I invite you out Sunday morning, 10:30. The place, Island Community Church. The location, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning at 10:30. In the meantime, we're in Revelation. I'm sorry. We're in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 4. We left off here looking at what happens when you spend a little time with Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned, the Greek word idiotes, where our word idiot comes from, though not exactly what's meant here in this text, but interesting, is this is what happens when you spend time with Jesus. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Verse 17, but that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, or strictly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. This is what happens when you spend time with Jesus. What I was saying in yesterday's program, I encourage your friend, spend some time with Jesus. Be in his presence. It's like Moses. When Moses was in the presence of God, when he left the presence of God, he had to put a veil on his face because his face was shining. In some ways, you can do the same thing too by spending time soaking yourself in the presence of the Lord. How can you get in his presence today? I can think of three ways. Number one, going to where God is. Go to the sanctuary. Go to a church where the Spirit of the Lord is present. Listen to the preacher. Worship. Receive the word of God. Spend time in the presence of God. Number two, read your Bible. The word of God, it says in Hebrews chapter 4, is quick, meaning it's alive. It's quick and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is alive. Spend some time in the word today. And then go on out into the world after you've been in the presence of Jesus, and people likewise will marvel when they take knowledge of you. And they'll know there's something different about you. That will open up and give you the opportunity to explain to people what's different, why it's different. Number three, worship music. Worship music. spend some time with some worship music that just changes you to know. And you know what I mean. There's got to be someone or people that you listen to that you just know that the Spirit of the Lord is present in that music. Spend some time in the presence of the Lord with great worship music. Music the Lord is pleased with, and that it just seems His Holy Spirit's just alive in that music. Spend some time alone with God with either one of those three things, in the sanctuary, in the Word, and in worship music, and you as well will shine and have a face like this, and others will recognize you've been in the presence with Jesus. Remember, friend, what it is that changes someone. What it is that changes someone. It's when people want what you have. I've seen it before. Once I used to go to a place in West Palm Beach to get my car fixed, and they had a wild-eyed, crazy man who thought he was John the Baptist yelling and screaming people that Jesus Christ was Lord. And when people saw it, they shuddered at him, and they ran away from this guy. And they couldn't get away fast enough from him. Now, what he said was true, but that reminds me of the woman that had the evil spirit in her. And what she said was true. She said, listen to Paul and Silas, what they say. They're showing you the way to be saved. And when the Apostle Paul heard someone else telling someone about Jesus, it said he was greatly annoyed. And he commanded the evil spirit out of the woman. You see, because when people saw that, they wanted no part of that. What draws and attracts people to Jesus is when they see in you the change and they want what you have. Maybe they remember you as a dirty lowdown or as a scoundrel in the past or as a dot, dot, dot. Whatever it is you used to be, whatever it is you used to do, when God has totally changed you, and then you go amongst where you were before, and then people took knowledge that you've been with Jesus. Those are the great opportunities to change people when people want what you have. All right, so these guys, what do we do with these guys? Well, these Pharisees were absolutely blind, so they threatened them and commanded them to be quiet and not to mention the name of Jesus anymore. Let me say this, friend. There's a time to be obedient and there's a time to be disobedient to the government. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? My advice to you is follow the word of God. Now, I'm preaching the word here to you. This is not my opinion. And that is, you must let every person be subject to the governing authorities. Paul Esposito tells you to be obedient to the governing authorities. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, says to you, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. Pay your taxes. Listen to the government. However, when they tell you to do something, now the old Saint Polycarp, they said to him way back in the first century, they made him swear by the allegiance of Caesar. And Polycarp said to him, in a pig's eye, am I going to swear by the allegiance of Caesar? He said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no harm. Bring forth what thou wilt. And then they burnt him at the stake. There's a time to listen to what they say, and there's a time not to do what they say when what they tell you to do is conflicting what the Word of God tells you. We're out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.